India's Parliament approves bill to ban online gambling. India's Parliament has approved legislation that imposes a nationwide ban on online gambling, marking one of the most sweeping policy moves the country has taken against the sector. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill, 2025, was passed by the upper house on Thursday, a day after clearing the lower house. The measure is now awaiting the signature of the president before it becomes law. The bill prohibits the offering, facilitation, advertisement, promotion, and participation in online money games, including fantasy sports and digital card games that involve players depositing and risking money. Violations will carry significant penalties. Anyone found advertising or promoting online money games could face up to 2 years in jail, along with a fine of up to 50 lakh rupees, $57,300. Repeat offenses are subject to punishments that could include a prison term of up to 5 years and financial penalties as high as 2 crore rupees, $229,200. To implement the new framework, the bill authorizes the creation of a national online gaming authority. The agency will be responsible for registering online games, deciding which games fall into the category of money games, and handling public complaints. The authority will also establish codes of practice and issue directions to ensure companies comply with the law. A government press release on Thursday described the legislation as a landmark move designed to shield citizens from the dangers of online money games while still creating room for regulation of other forms of online gaming. The government statement further emphasized that the legislation is aimed at curbing addiction, preventing financial ruin, and addressing social problems associated with gambling platforms that make misleading claims about quick wealth. The statement also positioned the measure as part of a broader strategy to protect families and guide the digital economy towards safer growth opportunities. Parliament wastes no time approving legislation. The legislation progressed rapidly through India's political system. Local media reported that the measure passed the National Cabinet and both parliamentary chambers within 72 hours. Reports from the upper house session noted that some opposition lawmakers staged vocal protests as the bill was passed clause by clause, but this did not alter the final outcome. The measure has drawn strong reactions from within the gaming industry. Legal experts have described the move as a shock to operators who had been calling for centralized regulation under a dedicated authority rather than a blanket prohibition. Some industry groups are reportedly consulting with legal advisors to prepare challenges in India's Supreme Court, with arguments expected to focus on the lack of stakeholder consultation, the potential economic impact, and the classification of certain games such as poker as skill-based rather than gambling activities. Major companies in the sector are already responding to the legislation. Reuters reported that Mobile Premier League, MPL, valued at $2.3 billion, announced the immediate suspension of all money-based games on its platform in India. Dream 11, another market leader in fantasy sports with an estimated valuation of $8 billion according to PitchBook data, is also expected to face significant disruption under the ban.